Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want to again focus on South Africa's summer crop conditions. By summer crops, I'm largely referring to grains and the oilseeds, and that would be maize, sunflower, soybeans, sorghum, dry beans. All of those are our major crops as South Africa. And this season, the 2022-23, typically starts from around about October the previous year, which is when farmers will be tilling the land, mainly in the eastern side of South Africa, around about October to November. That's when they plant, and somewhere between November into December, those will be the optimal planting period for the western side of South Africa. And anyone back in the day who would plant beyond this optimal planting time would, of course, be at risk of experiencing frost later in the season. But we've learned over the past two seasons that even though our crop was delayed by roughly a month or so from the optimal planting period, we didn't really experience much frost that weighed negatively on the yields. So this year's crop, which is the 2022-23, also experienced delays, and part of the reason was because of excessive rains at the start of the season made it very wet in some areas for farmers to actually be able to plant, and they had to wait it out for a bit, and that led to other areas experiencing again another a month or so delay from their typical optimal planting period. Still though, when we looked at the crop around about January in areas that have managed to successfully till, the crop was in good condition. I had driven much of the country during the December holiday, as I mentioned in some of the previous segments, and the crop was looking fairly well. And then we were hit by another risk because while we are a rain-fed grain production country in South Africa, by rain fed meaning that we don't irrigate much of our summer crops, but we still have an area that is under irrigation. This is a point I made in the previous segments, that about 20% of our maize is irrigated, 15% of our soybeans is irrigated. That's on the major summer grains and oil seeds. Now, with the frequent load shedding or blackouts in South Africa, this presented some risks to say what will happen to the yields in these areas. And these were all the risks that we were looking at, and many people were asking questions about South Africa's 2022-23 summer crop production prospects. But then something beautiful happened for us, in a sense that we continued to get some good rainfall, particularly somewhere around about end of January going into February. And that assisted a lot areas that were dependent on irrigation, and it struggled to receive, it struggled with the blackouts to actually be able to irrigate as frequent as needed. And then we received rainfall, and the rainfall was somewhat moderate, and then it assisted a little bit those areas that were struggling, and it was widespread, not only in the typical areas that are rain fed, and then we were able to receive some rainfall that was widespread. And I think that presented a bit of a relief in areas that were typically under irrigation. But weeks before that, we were again in a very dry spell, which one would say it's a week or 2 weeks of heat wave, which on itself, it had caused some people to worry, to say, okay, we've had good rainfall and now it's a heat wave. How is the crop doing? And right after this heat wave, it was this rain that gave a bit of a relief to irrigation, that also somewhat presented some good conditions or brought some bit of a moderate showers and improved crop conditions, even in the areas that are typically under rain fed. So all in all, we had a period of excessive rains, and then we went for 2 weeks or so of excessive heat, a heat wave, and thereafter we had moderate rainfall from around about end of January, somewhere into mid-February. All of those rainfall assisted us quite a lot. And right now, the crop conditions in South Africa are roughly generally favorable. And if you have a favorable summer crop, that is also positive for the livestock and the poultry industry because these are the heavy users of maize, heavy users of soybeans. But most importantly, the rainfall has also improved the grazing felt for farmers that are in livestock. Their stock can actually be able to graze in there. The felt has also improved. But now, what are the numbers saying? Is this all just a sentiment? And this is where the important part comes about because the Crop Estimates Committee, which is the body that forecasts South Africa's maize production, have recently released their first estimates for the 2022-23 production season. And they place South Africa's summer crop, everything put together, your maize, soybeans, sunflower, sorghum, dry beans, put all of that together, they are placing the forecast at 19.3 million tons. That's up by 3% from the previous season. Now, if we consider the major crops in there, like maize, soybeans, and sunflower, the numbers are also looking good. Maize production, for example, for the 2022-23 production season in South Africa is estimated at 15.6 million tons. That's up by 1% from the previous season. So, at 15.6 million tons, it's a good maize harvest for South Africa because we consume about 11.8 million tons. So that means that we would remain a net exporter of maize if that materializes. And that's fairly really good for domestic food security, but also foreign earnings as we'll be exporting that maize to a number of countries. In terms of soybeans, the numbers are also good. A record harvest is estimated of about 2.7 million tons. That's up by 19% from the previous season. And that means then South Africa would now continue to be a net exporter of soybeans. We started exporting a bit of soybeans last season. And now, with this good crop that is 19% up from previous season, we would continue on this export journey. And our soybean production has improved enormously since years of around about 2014, when South Africa built some new crushing capacity to stimulate demand, and farmers responded that by planting more hectares, and that has assisted us a lot in growing our soybean production. Sunflower seed, though, is estimated at about 775,000 tons. That's down by 8% from the previous season. Now, if you ask yourself what's going on, what's driving the increase and the decline in sunflower, in the case of maize, the area planting is down marginally this year. So, this improvement of about a 1% to 15.6 million tons is largely boosted by large yields. In the case of soybeans, there's an improvement in area planting and also expectations of a large yields. That's what is giving us that 2.7 million tons that is expected. In terms of sunflower seed, where the harvest is estimated at 775,000 tons. There's a reduction in area planting, but also yields somewhere in the far western regions because of excessive rains are expected to be relatively poorer. But if you look then at all of the other crops, like some small crops such as sorghum and groundnuts, they expect a reasonably good harvest, while dry beans and the others, they expect a slight decline in production. So, all in all, taking this picture together with all of the challenges of excessive rains, heat wave, load shedding, South Africa's summer crop is still in fairly good condition, and these estimates attest to that. I must say, though, that we're still early in the season. There's still going to be about 9 months of monthly estimates that will be released by the Crop Estimate Committee, and all of these could bring some deviations or changes in these forecasts. These are the early forecasts that we were speaking about at this point. But from what I've heard from farmers and from what I've seen driving around the country, I'm confident that we will end the 2022-23 season with a fairly good crop, except, of course, there are some big unexpected events that happen. But everything else equal, I'm confident that we will have a fairly good crop as a country. And this then is provides some good comfort to, because it means that we have sufficient grains and oil seeds for domestic consumption, and we'll continue our activity as the major exporters. And our exports play a huge role in the Southern Africa region, the African continent, and in Far East countries like Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, those are some of the major buyers of South African maize, and it's important that we continue to supply the products to them. The crop right now is at the pollination stages in some areas of the country, and the weather conditions, at least over the first week or two of March, the weather conditions are favorable. We will see light showers now and then clearer sky, which is good for this pollination period. So I think the crop will be in good shape. And as far as the areas that are under irrigation, there's also interventions that are being made by the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform, Rural Development, together with Eskom through the Energy Task Team that is looking at the sector to say, how do you assist the farmers that are under irrigation? This is a topic that I had promised in last season that I would speak about, but I'm waiting for the Department of Agriculture to put out formal communication, and then I will speak on those. I don't want to use the privilege of being part of the task team to actually speak about some matters that the government hasn't fully communicated to all of the stakeholders. But from where I sit, I'm comfortable that there's progress, there's good work that is laid down to ensure that all of the key players in South Africa's agriculture are supported in continuing to produce the food that we need as a country. So, all in all, folks, the 2022-23 summer crop season is looking fairly good. We have the numbers painting a positive picture, but also the observations and soft insights from talking with the farmers are confirming that we are in for a good run this year. So this is a good one, given that when we think about the 2023-24 upcoming season, which will start at the end of this year, there's talks of a potential El Nino and the drought. This is something I'd mentioned before, but it's also a topic for the future. But I think for now, we can focus on the positive news that we see. And all of this bodes well for consumer food price inflation. And that is a topic on its own that deserves to have its segment where we dive deep and talk about price issues and food prices in South Africa. And that's something we'll keep in the back of our mind and we could revisit. But for this week, that's all I have for you folks. Thank you so very much for listening. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I am an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read more about some of the things that I write in my blog, www.wandilesihlobo.com. I'll put the link on the description of this podcast or in the organization that I work for on its website, www.agbiz.co.za. You read more of our reports there and let us know what you think or if there are any other topics that you would like us to cover in this podcast. That's it for now. Thank you so very much for listening.